Support this podcast and keep us going. Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 720.
Today we hear from Art the Noble Bear. Art asks,
backstory first. I have a background in visual arts with a hodgepodge of work in different mediums to my name. Mostly this is cartooning, with some table gaming design, some animating, and some pre-production like storyboarding and character work. Usually I get commissions one at a time, or with so little overlap that it's negligible. Recently, my time has freed up, and I find I have a bunch of different stories and other projects in my ad hoc bank of ideas I'd like to realize. And the question. Without the guides of paying gigs, work that gives money always comes first, or deadlines present, the one due in 2 days should be focused on over the one due in five, what other metrics, heuristics, rules of thumb do you use to figure out how to prioritize or rank personal or professional projects?
Well, for professional projects, there's how much do I want this person's business next time. Some clients are a nightmare to work with, and they don't get the extra mile treatment. And clients that I absolutely want to work with get the extra mile treatment every time I can possibly afford it. And I feel awful if I have to blow a deadline or ask for an extension or whatnot. Which sometimes happens, like, for example, when you're in the middle of packing up to move across country. Not that I know what that's like at all.
Or if you've been semi-homeless for 3 years.
Yeah. So things get a little difficult when that happens. But what things do we use to guide, to structure our thing? Well, self-imposed deadlines really help. The same things that work with clients can work with your own stuff. Instead of direct money, you've got market potential as you estimate it in your ignorance, because we're all ignorant till something hits the market. Instead of deadlines, you can have self-imposed deadlines, which can be anything from I want to do this year to I want to make sure I finish this project up this month because I never want to look at it again, to I have to make my publishing calendar, so I've got to get this cover art done, or this layout done, or I've got to proof this book by that date. You set the eventual release date for a project, and you sort of work backwards from there. Doesn't work as well when you haven't written the project yet. That part, you usually need to have a bit of a freer hand with, but what I personally do is I rank order the projects I'm working on creatively, the creation part, according to what I want to get done first, what's most on my mind, what has the most momentum, and what audience I need to be sure to serve first, which is a factor. And then I rank order the post-production, which is all the packaging, everything after I type the end. I rank order that stuff by the demands of the publishing calendar. So once it's left my desk, it's now in post-production. And it can go through that process. It gets put on the calendar first, and then everything gets worked backward from there. What sort of tricks do you use, Kitty?
Don't ask me about scheduling. There's production calendar, publishing calendar. There's trying to get a variety of things out. Stuff I've seen from other publishers that I've worked with. Stacking a release of a series so that it comes out once a month or once every other month to build momentum. Publishing an anthology series so it hits every other month. Publishing short stories so that it hits the market on a specific day of the month every month, whether that's the first Monday of the month or the 15th or some other arbitrary date that's meaningful to you.
Mm. Very important. Yeah, keeping a rhythm going is really, really important, so. So that's what we got for you, Art. And by the way, I don't frequently recommend direct competitors, but in Art's case, Art has done cover work for us that we have loved, and he is a dream to work with. He is a very talented cartoonist, and he does a variety of styles. So if you're looking for something stylized and fairly specific. Art is your man, and we will put his professional contact information in the show notes here, because I can't recommend him highly enough. He's a joy to work with.
Absolutely. He did our writer's guide covers.
Yeah, throwing lead and making tracks.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for writing in, Art. It's fantastic to hear from you. And I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respect.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.